Hey, everyone. So it's early 2008, and my buddy Mike gets an invitation to an Irish destination wedding in Tuscany, Italy. So he's not dating anybody, so I'm trying to help him figure out who he can take. Problem is, that person has to pay their way, so that doesn't happen. Fast forward to the week before the wedding, it's late July. I just happened to be working in Spain at the time, and so I contact Mike. I'm like, hey, what if I just flew to Florence and hung out and then maybe just tooled around Tuscany while you go to this wedding? He's like, sure, why not? So he picks me up, go back to this. I got a room at the B&B that he's at, and he's like, tonight's this dinner over at the villa where all the Irish guests are. It's pay as you go, it's no big deal. I'm like, awesome, that's easy. So go there, and great time. My goal is to catch up with the groom, and say, ask him, hey, do you mind if I show up at your wedding tomorrow? But he leaves early in the night, so I'm not going to the bride-to-be, or the bride. I'm like, no, I'm going to ask her. So my second plan was I was just going to take the car that Mike got and, again, wander around Tuscany. Problem number two, it's manual transmission. I don't drive manual. It's the hills of Tuscany. No, that's not going to work. So following day, of course, I packed a suit just in case. So we get ready. I don't know anything about what's going to happen. Mike got invited, so he's got an actual invitation, but he didn't bring it. So I've got no clue. So we head over to the villa like in the afternoon, and a couple coach buses show up, board the buses. Again, no idea where I'm going. Drives in downtown Florence to this beautiful Catholic church. The wedding's amazing. They have a string quartet. They even bring the Irish priest who does Our Father in Gaelic. It's fantastic. Receiving line. Mike goes ahead of me. He gets, hey, thanks for inviting me. Gets big bear hugs from everybody. I come up behind him. Thanks, great wedding. They're like, why are you here? We're sitting on the standing on the steps. Again, I don't know what's going on next. The buses show up again. Okay, at this point, I'm like, okay, I need an exit. So I'm like, we're going to get to the reception, wherever this is. I'm going to get off the bus real quick, go see if there's a seating chart. If there is, go find a taxi, get back to the B&B. Not a big deal. Problem number three. The buses leave Florence and go into the countryside to a castle in Tuscany. I'm like, no taxis anywhere. So still bound off the bus. Quickly go as fast, pass all the really cool food and things. No seating, no name placards. I'm like, okay, that's good. But still, I'm not really invited. I do find the father of the bride who's got himself a champagne in one hand, food in the other. I'm like, hey, so I wasn't really invited. Kind of feel kind of bad being here. He's like, oh, you're fine. You're Mike's plus one. Perfect. So I also found out a little later that the groom's sister couldn't get a visa getting out of Ireland, so there's an extra seat at the table. So that worked out. So if you got to crash a wedding, Irish destination wedding in Tuscany, Italy at a castle, bring a suit.